Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes. What we gonna do with them, Ben? Your team.
That's my team right now.
Your new big fan. Your team.
Long as Deion now, I'm there.
Blowout on Saturday.
Yeah, they just
beat down.
They got beat down. Demolition style. I expected it though.
Stop
it. I expected it.
Stop it. We talked about this last week.
I expected them to lose that game.
Okay.
Not get beat down, there but I expected them to lose.
They got destroyed. I didn't expect them to get destroyed.
I expected them to cover. I expected them to cover the 21 spread. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you making it. You must change your mind after we did talk about it last week.
Huh?
You change your mind?
Who?
You. 21 points, because you said you're not going to say they're going to get beat down. You're saying they're going to compete because they have the weapons.
I expected them
to lose the game.
To lose the game, but and, cover the spread.
Oh, you expected Colorado. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I expected them to lose, but cover the spread.
Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and say that I was in that category, too.
That's why I was.
Cover the spread. 21 points, I thought was a lot.
That was just a lot to me. And the way they've been playing on offense, not really on defense, but on offense, I just felt like they could score on anybody.
You notice I didn't text you the whole game, right?
No, you always do that.
I didn't text you this time.
Right.
You were shocked, huh?
I didn't really pay no attention.
I didn't text you because I was like still hoping that we would see something good from Colorado in that game. But during the course of that game, I was saying the whole entire time, this is what I've been telling BA. This is the worst defense in college football. But, it's terrible.
Nah, but that ain't why they lost, though.
They can't block?
No, but where their offense was.
They can't block.
No, but where their offense was.
They can't block.
What do you mean, they can't block?
Their linemen cannot block. Shador was doing this against subpar competition.
Nah.
He's still running for his life.
Nah.
He was still running for his life, even in the games he threw.
No, but they not sub. So you saying TCU... is subpar competition. No.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're not.
They're down.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Nah.
They're down.
Nah.
They're down.
Nebraska. So you're telling me Nebraska is subpar.
Nebraska played a lot better on the secondary side, and they got a lot of pressure on Shador. But they're subpar compared to the top 25 in the country. Colorado's ranked 19th. That ranking's unfair.
No, but...
that ranking's unfair.
No, but you got
the win. Ranking is unfair.
It been like the ranking the ranking been unfair.
Okay, so we agree on that.
Yeah, it's been like that.
They shouldn't have been in the top 25.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Because, all right, you see how far they dropped since they lost that game?
I haven't seen the rankings. But I know
they dropped.
ESPN, they shouldn't even be in the rankings after the loss. ESPN is still promoting the USC game as... number 19 versus number 8.
No, crazy. What I'm saying, they dropped the Colorado all the way out of the top.
They should.
Okay.
How could you be ranked out of that?
How? They lost to a top 10 team, though.
No,
how should
lose.
They just drop?
They
no,
lose.
It doesn't matter how they lost. They lost. Now watch, when Alabama win... they don't drop. When they lose to somebody, Alabama don't drop but like two spots.
Alabama drop.
No, they don't drop. They don't drop that far when they lose.
They drop.
Because they always want Alabama close to that championship. They don't never want to just dismiss them early.
Long time.
Because they Alabama.
Apples and oranges, buddy.
No, I'm just saying. That's why I say it ain't unfair. I'm making the case for it not being fair. It's not. It's not fair. The ranking is not fair.
Alabama is 12th in the country right now.
Yeah. I understand that.
DNA,
but they also lost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But DNA was 7 spots behind Alabama.
And?
Should they have been?
We understand that. That's been
the established. The teams that are behind Alabama. Number 13, LSU. DNA stand on the field with LSU?
No.
Okay. Oklahoma. Do you understand on the field, Oklahoma?
Oh, no.
Okay. North Carolina. Up and coming.
Yeah. They can play with them.
You see what North Carolina's done, Aces?
I don't care what they've done. They can play with them.
Okay. In their same conference, Washington State.
Yes, they can play with them. They can play with them.
Duke. Do you see what Duke's doing this year?
They can play with them.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, they can play with them.
Are you just saying this to be saying this?
No, I'm serious. They can play with those teams.
Ole Miss. Colorado can play with Ole Miss.
Nah.
Ole Miss ranked behind them.
Nah, Ole Miss, you ain't playing with Ole Miss. They not playing with Ole Miss.
They ranked behind them.
I don't care what the ranking. I told you the ranking is, we just established that.
Tennessee, Florida, all these SEC juggernauts.
Yeah, they not competing with the SEC teams.
Okay, but they were ranked.
But them other teams is not the SEC. That's what I'm saying.
Man, listen.
No. The other teams are not the SEC.
Clemson ain't been in the rankings the whole
Clemson
year.
Clemson ain't even ranked. And I really and truly believe that Colorado can't fuck with them.
Can't mess with them. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Tulane.
It's certain teams, but, like, they can't mess with them.
Tulane, run. They don't light Colorado up.
Nah.
Telling you, man.
I ain't buying. They have to show me.
Man, Texas A&M going to light Colorado up. Kentucky going to light them up. Yeah, so in that game you saw, you still believe going forward they still going to have a formidable season after what you saw?
It kind of...
Because it's a guessing game. We
I already... I picked them to lose the two games. I haven't picked them.
Okay.
It's not about them two games that... The USC and Oregon game.
They're supposed to lose those games.
They are going to lose those games. Like, is they going to be able to beat Arizona State? Those teams is the what's going to decide how good a season they have.
Okay. So, they got USC next.
Then after that, they got three games that's winnable.
Two. You got Arizona State.
They can beat them.
You got Stanford.
Nah, they going to lose out.
No, they can beat Stanford.
I don't know, bro.
They can beat Stanford. Stanford's been down for 20 years.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro.
They can beat Stanford. Arizona State will be a tougher game than Stanford.
Yeah, maybe.
So, but then they got UCLA. They're not winning that game against UCLA.
Man, probably not.
Then they got Oregon State. Number 9. They're not beating Oregon State.
But that still ain't but 3 losses.
Hold on. I'm saying you lose to USC.
That's 2 losses.
You're going to have the Arizona State game.
You think they're going to lose that one, too?
No, I say that's a winnable game.
Right.
Stanford's a winnable game.
Right.
Okay, so we're looking at, let's see, 3-1, 3-2. So they win Arizona State. That makes them 4-2.
Right.
Stanford will make them 5-2.
Right.
UCLA, 5-3, that's a loss. Right. Oregon State, 5-4, that's a loss.
Nah, and Oregon State. You think they gonna just lose to Oregon State?
Oregon State? Yes.
Okay. Well, now, see, I must not be watching college football.
No, Oregon plays Oregon State, it's gonna be a dogfight.
I don't think they're gonna lose that.
So way. Arizona, I think they'll beat Arizona. They better beat Arizona, right? They'll give them their 6 to make a bowl game. Because after that Arizona game, you have Washington State, and then you got Utah. You're getting beat there.
Utah, I don't even know what they got, so.
Number 10 in the country. Yeah. Tough. Been tough for the last 4 or 5 years.
So I might have been off with my 9 wins then.
You're off. Six wins is the goal, and I want them to get 6 wins to get a bowl game.
I don't even know, though.
But it's going to be tough to get the 6.
Yeah. Nah, that'd be all right.
Again, they got 3 right now. USC. You're going to be 3-2.
They're winning. They're going to win 7 games, 3-6. Yeah, I might have to backtrack off that part. The 9. But yeah.
You got Arizona State.
But they still going to win more than 6.
You got Arizona. Hold on, man. You got Arizona State, Stanford. Better win those 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got UCLA, Oregon State.
I don't know about Oregon
State. It'll be a great season if you won one of those games between UCLA and Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Oregon State's better than UCLA. And I say they're not beating UCLA.
Okay.
But
what you say don't mean nothing.
It doesn't. All you got to do is win one of those games. That's your job. Win one of those games. Then you have Oregon State, Arizona. Beat Arizona. But I want them to surprise me. I honestly do.
I'm trying to think.
You still sold on?
9 wins ain't going to get it. They might do 7 or 8.
I said 6. So you give them one more.
I'm backtracking.
I mean, they got
Because I don't really know.
They're not in the SEC.
How good these teams is later in the schedule. That's yeah. good. And how they'll be playing at that time.
How they'll be tuned up. What adjustments.
And I don't know what Colorado will be doing or be how they'll be playing by that time.
Okay, I'm going to say something controversial. Like I said at Jackson State, Deion's an awesome motivator. I don't know how good of a coach.
Nah, he's doing nothing wrong as a coach. Like everything.
A coach is to manage everything. So he's.
No, he's doing a great job of that.
I don't
know.
Something. Let me say
this.
He
got all the right people in the right spots. They're not out there.
How can your defense look like that?
You just ain't got the personnel.
But you've been saying you got it.
No, Dave. You got to say that. Just like the Jets coach. Just think about this.
Yeah.
The Jets. Think about the Jets coach.
We'll get to them later.
No, I'm just saying. I'm making an example.
What are you saying about Zach Wilson?
Do you really believe that he believe in that dude?
Maybe he does.
No, he don't.
Like we had a conversation
no,
about
he don't.
What we talked about before.
No, he don't.
He may really believe.
If he believed in that coach, if that coach believed in Wilson, they would have never went got Aaron Rodgers. If he believed. So you got to say that after the fact.
But that's apples and oranges, though.
No, that's after the fact. You know this, my guy. I got to ride.
You don't have any other choice.
I got the, you know what I'm saying? So that's
so DM been fluffing about the defense is gonna be okay.
Huh? Yes, and he know what his weakness is.
It's like this right here. Even with Warren Sapp coming out saying he gonna join the staff next year, I don't know if that's official or is that just talk or whatever it is.
Nah, I don't know.
How you feel if you're the defensive line coach right now over there? Ain't that kind of?
They just gotta get to personnel.
Don't that tug get the shirt a little bit? We say yeah. that. We've been saying you got to get some different guys in there. But psychologically, these are kids, right?
Right.
Okay.
But they're not kids no more. This is a business now.
Okay. They got their first job.
Yeah. Like, if you don't think that you're going to play next year, you better move on. Because they finna get the recruits in.
So what people are saying, what you're saying, what I'm saying right now about next year.
You better look at it as a business now.
We're all overlooking the kids that are there right now.
Right, they're not good enough.
Those kids that are there right now are the kids that's going to have to get you through the rest of the season and tell me psychologically they're going to be sound for the rest of the year.
They're going to have to. Like, this is not, you're not being baby no more. You're getting paid to play now.
But psychologically,
it ain't,
are those kids yeah. going to be at their best because
yes.
we all talking about them and we blaming it on them?
Yes, but that's what it is. That's just how it go in sports.
No, this is the first time ever that we see this. Like, we don't sit and go, we don't have coaches and the commentators saying, oh, these kids are sorry, they're not good enough, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's what's being done right now.
Yeah, but that's the truth, though. Deion, keep it real. When he came there, it was a crew that left out.
Whole crew, everybody.
Right.
Except three people, I think.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just how it go.
So the guys is there right now. They know, man. They don't even want me.
Right.
We're not good enough for them.
They know that.
So are they gonna play hard on Saturday?
Yes.
Why?
Because
what?
It's their future.
That's true.
Whether they play there or somewhere else.
What they put on tape is their future.
It's their future.
I just don't know. Some people, you'll get the best effort because they'll say, I have to do this and prove myself.
That's the best way to coach. Why do you think Belichick been good all the years?
Putting the pressure on the player?
Never. Ain't no player comfortable over there. He don't pay nobody. Didn't even respect Tom Brady to pay him. Right. That's the nature of it. Man, Tom Brady never was the highest paid player nowhere. They treated Tom Brady... Listen, everybody on that team bowed down when he go to cussing Tom Brady out. This man is the GOAT, and you cussing him out at film and in practice. What you think these other guys going to do? That's the way Bill Belichick coach.
Man, listen.
No, but that's the way
he coach. That's apples to oranges right there.
No, that ain't. That's just a fact. You got to, like...
This ain't the New England Patriots.
No, I'm saying that's just how
I coach. Deion ain't Belichick.
No, I'm saying...
He ain't won nothing.
I'm saying to respect, for your team to respect you as a coach, you got to do that. That's what you got to do. Are they not going to... Listen, all right, you got...
You got to know that I'm not butting you here. This is what we're here to do.
You got You got Antonio Brown in the locker room filming, doing all that type of stuff. Mike Tomlin talking and putting it on social media. What Antonio Brown got to go?
Gotta get out of there.
You gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and then you got Juju dancing all over the place, doing all this.
Oh, sports fans, this guy right here.
No, I'm saying. You got to control that locker room.
When you're a Steeler, he loves you.
Do you hear? No. Do you hear any of that stuff coming out of Pittsburgh now?
No.
That's what I'm saying. They gone.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to control that locker room. And in order for Deion to control that locker room, he got to be honest with the players.
I agree with that, being honest with them.
He got to be honest with them.
But you also have to build these guys up, too, man.
They're built, man. Listen.
You got to build them up.
What you think that everything, every ounce of publicity Colorado is getting right now is because of Deion?
True.
So, true. You building your brand whether you want to or not.
True.
You're building your own brand right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, you're not going to get a better opportunity in college football.
Whether it's 1 year this year or it's years from now.
Because the kids that are there this year, even the kids that are not playing, the kids that are what we call, bookworms. The guys that's just a good teammate. He's on the team. But I don't think Deion really has all that. I think he has pretty much guys that... that can compete a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. They might be the best talent in college football, but they're competing. Those guys can write books. Those guys can do interviews for the rest of their lives because they were there when Deion took over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big stage that he's put these kids on, he set them up on. So, and like you said, it is a business, so you got to run it like a business.
You got to run it like a business.
That's a fact.
And you can't sugarcoat it. It can't be sugarcoated.
But after one loss, you've seen a great divide in me.
No, that you seen a great divide in what?
A great divide in...
not that locker room.
No, I don't know if it's in the locker room. I'm saying a great divide in the way people are...
look at them.
Yes.
That's how I find it.
That's an overreaction. That's like... I talk about the defense. I said the defense.
Did people really honestly think they were going to go 12-0 and make the championship game?
That's crazy. People, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. People that don't even really watch football.
I'm on the bandwagon and I didn't think that.
People that don't watch football, they're hyped about it because of Deion, and that's great for college football.
Right.
I've seen so many women, I know they don't know anything about football, talking about the Colorado Buffaloes because of Deion.
Right.
It's the hype train. But now that they lost, now in their minds they're going, oh, I'm this and that, blah, blah, blah. They're still supportive of Deion, but it's going to get a little lean, yeah? Mm-hmm. You start losing these games, you're going to get a little lean because here's the thing. Just like me, I'm going to call it what it is, a spade a spade. If you talk all this noise and you get beat down, don't the other team get a chance to talk about you?
Right.
You can't get mad because I'm sitting here making fun of y'all getting beat down because you asked for this, right?
But I'm thinking everybody knew they were going to lose that game. Like, a lot of people knew that.
People that watch ball. People that watch the sport that know a little bit about football.
Yeah, I think they knew.
They knew you're going to lose a game. But the hype train people did not. Ah. There were, listen, I would say the majority of the hype train people thought they were going to go win this game.
Oh, yeah, they crazy.
And this week here, they're thinking the same thing. This is two weekends of disappointment for those people.
They're crazy, man.
I want to see how they're going to react after this weekend. Mm-hmm. But what happens if Colorado goes into the USC game and puts up a good dog fight?
That's all they got to do.
Man, that's all they got to do.
Cover the spread.
If people don't understand that...
because the spread's going to be like that, too.
Man, listen. It's going to be worse.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but I don't think USC is going to light them up the way Oregon did.
Oregon had them. They proved they had something to prove. You can tell the way they come out. But they come out like,
hey,
messing with like.
Hey, fourth and long on my own 20. Fake punt.
No, they come out like, we're attacking your weakness right off the rip.
Yep.
Running the ball. Quick screens.
I got upset during the game watching. You know why? Because Oregon threw the ball too much, even though Bo Nix was hot as a firecracker. I felt like he should just run the ball down their throat.
But how old is Bo Nix, though?
23.
Ain't Bo Nix too old to be in college?
He's 23.
Yeah, he's too old.
Oh my god.
Man, that's the same Bo Nix that way, Auburn.
Same Bo Nix that played against Justin Herbert.
Man, that don't make no sense.
Justin Herbert was at Oregon when Bo Nix was at Auburn.
Man, he ought to be good. He ought to be undeveloped the arm, and he ought to be playing good like that.
COVID year, remember?
No, I get that. He can still play. I get it. I understand.
He's 23. How many 24 and 25-year-old college athletes out there playing basketball? A lot of them.
No, I'm just saying.
He's 23.
I didn't realize that was the same Bo Nix until now.
That's the same guy.
The same guy that played at Auburn.
Same guy.
That stinked at Auburn.
He didn't stink.
Yeah, he wasn't that good at Auburn.
Okay, he's one of a few college football players that ever had 55-plus touchdowns at two different schools.
Yeah.
And he only been in Oregon a year and three games.
Yeah, but that he did that. I'm talking about when he first went to Auburn.
He just
the first year, because
Auburn was expected to compete with Bama and win a championship, and he just didn't hold up. That's not real negative. But he's like, well, he's a Heisman guy.
Yeah, I know that.
You saw that.
He's supposed to be,
because he's old.
He's 7 years in college. He ought to be a Heisman.
He ought to be a professor out there, huh, B.A.?
Yeah.
He didn't graduate by 7 times, too, huh?
Yeah. He been stopped going to classes 4 years ago. He ain't got no more classes to take.
He got a job, though.
He just show up on the weekends and play.
He don't even live in the town with school.
No, yeah. He ain't on campus or nothing.
Got a wife and kids and a business to run, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. I just don't understand how the hype train with Deion can't understand why people are going to take shots at him.
No, but that's...
I'm taking shots at it.
I know. We know you.
That's what I do.
No, but you don't have no legs to stand on, because you switches up. You always have.
I'm a free agent.
With teams. No, you're a Florida Gator fan. We don't talk about Florida.
We back.
You're a Florida Gator fan that don't talk about Florida.
Yes, I do.
You're a Chicago Bulls fan that don't talk about the Bulls.
Here he go with this. We down. Nothing to talk about. Pat down? What we talking about?
But, Greg, I'm just saying. You don't got no team. You switch.
Hey, man.
You need to confirm your teams so somebody can have something to get you on when they lose.
Oh, man. My 49ers looking good. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, your 49ers is looking good. Yes, sir. Because that's your real team. I don't know why you represent the Titans when the 49ers is your team.
Don't let the world know that, man. Don't tell the world that. These bandwagon people have got to understand that if you talk the noise, you put the watch in people's face, people are going to talk about you. And it's fair game, is it not, B.A.?
No, it's no problem with that. Nobody got a problem.
So listen, if I'm playing ball, you know me. If I'm going up against Colorado, everybody got a gold chain on, all this stuff. What do you think I'm going to do?
Oh, you're going to take offense to it.
With my mentality, if I'm playing against them, what do you think I'm going
to
do?
You're going to try to show them up.
I'm going to snatch a chain.
You're going to do anything negative towards them.
I'm going to get you, because that's my game, the mental side of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm snatching your gold chain off.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But why can't players understand that?
Because they just... It is what it is.
Bro, you're not going to beat me and wear a gold chain. You got a $100,000 chain on my head.
They professional. They're not collegiate athletes no more.
Bro.
They're professionals now.
I'm going to say this right now. Now you look dumb. If you go out here, you get beat down by USC, and then you lose another one. You look stupid out there running routes with a big old chain on, with a Cuban link on. You look dumb. There's no place in the game for
him. Man, that man gets $7 million a year, bro.
I ain't talking about the quarterback.
But I'm just saying.
I saw Horn out there with a big old Cuban link on.
He got money, too.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it do. That's why they doing it.
I watched that game. Did you see anybody get any separation?
No, but that ain't...
Did you see anybody get any separation?
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's got a lot to do with it.
No, it ain't.
It got a lot to do with it, B.A. He didn't get no separation. B.A., none.
Yeah, but that...
None.
That ain't got nothing to do with the chain, though.
Man, what you win the chain for? What you did? You ain't did nothing.
It ain't about that. It's because they got the money. That's what it's about. You looking at it the wrong perspective.
Man, listen.
What's a chain to somebody that's getting $1 million in?
Nothing.
Right.
Peanuts.
So, that why is you going so hard in that?
But you out here as if you have accomplished something.
No, that's the way you take it.
I take offense to it.
Yeah, that's the way you take an offense to it.
Now, to my point, when other players, other teams, and other coaches take offense to that, how you got a problem with it?
They shouldn't have a problem.
But doesn't everybody have a problem with it? Even the commentators, they're all, people are taking shots at Deion and blah, 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 blah. Why are y'all mad about it? Because Deion and them are asking for the shots to be taken.
Deion is Deion.
He's been that way from the
get-go. Then you have prime time. And he's a prime time coach. It's not Deion Sanders when he coaches. He's prime time. Everything he do is spectacular. Everything he's going to draw attention. That's what he do. That's why he got the name prime time. Ain't nothing he doing is regular. He don't follow no rules. Deion is Deion.
Okay, I get that.
Deion, that's what he is.
Hall of Famer, he's that guy.
No, but prime time. That's what he is.
I don't even dance. Only dance I ever learned in my life was prime time stepping into the end zone. I don't even dance. So he's that guy.
That's what he do. Flashy.
But the players, the little kids, bro.
They are prime time too.
Man, I'm balling you up out here on this pile with this chain on. I'm balling you up because I take offense to it. I ain't got the money.
They representing prime time. He not mad at them for none of that.
No, I know he's not.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I imagine
he's accepted over there.
October. End of October.
Now, they get to lose. They lose three or four. Yeah.
Chains be tucked.
Three or four games in a row or something?
Chains will be tough.
Of course.
And then
it's time to do that. It's time to do this.
You ain't did nothing. You ain't stop all that, man.
Yeah, no. That's
And you can't tell me that's the standard. That's what most people think, though.
That's prime time. Say what you want. That's prime time. That's what he is, bro. That's what he represents.
The Flash.
The Flash, bro. You know that.
That's the allure. That's what draws
him. That's what makes everybody want to watch him.
Do you want to see the guy, the kids out there
I want
in Colorado
see.
With the big
I want to see prime time.
I love prime, man.
I want to see.
And I'm rooting for him.
I want to see the players follow behind him.
No, I don't. I want to see him. I want to see him develop and accomplish something.
Yeah, they're going to do that. Do you realize when we was playing college ball, if they'd have gave us $300,000 to play college ball?
I've been in prison.
Do you think you would have wore regular? You think you wouldn't have had a chain on?
I probably would have went to class then, huh?
No, I ain't even about to. You probably would have wore a chain too.
That ain't my style, though. I ain't never been my style.
Don't matter if it's your style. The money.
I always had something tucked in.
But the money, though.
Yeah, I'd have dates.
Money make your lifestyle change. And all that change.
You can't hide money.
Yeah, you can. You can hide it, but you ain't going to want to hide it.
No, you're going to show. At that age,
you're going to show something.
At that age. Well,
you can't be let frugal me consider. At 19 years old, bro. I don't know no frugal person at 19 years old. What you think? All these NBA boys keep getting in trouble because they're frugal with 20, 21, 22 years old with millions of dollars.
It's hard,
bro.
You're going
to bump your head, bro.
You got to.
You're going to bump your head. You're going to do something that you're not proud of.
You know, you opened me up to a different perspective, man, because at that age, the cool things to do is to look like the rappers, dress like the rappers, wear the clothes like them, put the chain on. So it's hard. And they got the money, and you can't tell them what to do with their money.
There you go.
But I can tell you not to wear a watch and not to have no over-the-top chain on, but Deion is the type of coach that says, wear it, because I wore it. I like that. He got a chain on the sideline.
Bingo.
But as an opponent, I'm still ripping your head off. Deion, and tear your chain off.
Deion sunglasses ain't even regular. Do you realize his sunglasses is flashy, bro? Like, he just a flashy person.
The quickest thing I could do to get under your skin is rip that chain off.
But I don't care about that chain, bro.
But a kid wearing a expensive chain and I rip it off.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Them chains get ripped off. St. Brown got his chain ripped off the other day in the game.
NFL player?
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, happens all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Accidentally. Nobody's reaching forward and grabbing it. It's only done a couple times. I can't remember the guy who did it repeatedly. What's the guy that did it to Crabtree? Ateeb Khalid, whatever his name is. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that always would rip the chains off. Okay. But he did it to Crabtree. They had a thing going back and forth. Yeah. But yeah, I would do that to these kids because they're not thinking about it. NFL players like, man, I'll just get another chain and get it figured. Ain't no big deal. Nothing. These kids, oh my gosh, you got my chain, bro. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm in your skin. I'm balling you up. But yeah, that's just a pet peeve of mine right there. Moral story, you can't be mad at people taking shots at Colorado and the Buffaloes.
Man, you just...
I'm an agitator.
You a hater, bro.
I'm not hating on nothing. What did I say? I want D.M. to go 12-0.
No, but you soon as the first sign of...
First crack in the foundation.
Yeah, you jump to the other side.
That's what I do. I'm a free agent.
No, you ain't no free agent. Go back to Florida and stay over there.
I'm a free agent, man.
Stay with the Gator. That's your team. Just because Dion go and be at Colorado, you can't root for... That's your team, Florida.
I'm not a Colorado guy. What do you mean?
No. Oh, you're a Dion guy, but you ain't a Colorado guy.
I want Dion to be successful.
No, you shouldn't want him to be successful.
No, what he's
because
doing,
you are a Florida Gator fan.
I don't want him to beat my Florida Gator. No.
No, but you shouldn't want him to do nothing. You shouldn't have an opinion on what he do. You should be worried about the Florida Gators. That's what
I support Dion because of the culture. He's changing the landscape.
Yeah, well, then if you're going to support him, support him.
I do.
No, you over here bad.